Shop.
Hey, it's Dr. Smooth on Denny Denhunt Stanley deep inside the Shop of Props. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Chris? And actually, today I am in deep inside the Shop of Props. Usually when we take this call, it's late in the evening. We tried that before, and let's just say it didn't work out. Inebriation got the better of me. But now we're trying to do this again. But we're doing this during working hours, so if you hear any weird banging or clanking or loud music, let me apologize in advance.
That would be the shop in action. So
that's right, cranking the money, man. I got to make money.
Las Vegas props, brother. It's all about the Las Vegas prop. I'm hearing all the rumblings on the street out there, but you guys.
It's going well. Doing a lot of movies. I actually got a phone call just yesterday from, I don't know if you're familiar with E3. It's a video game conference. One of the big names, Konami, wants us to maybe do some pieces for the E3 coming up, which is very exciting.
That's pretty cool.
I'm excited. Stoked.
Woo! Let's stay on point here and not go off the rails tonight, unlike our last encounter. So here's where I'm at. New prop. It's going to be like an alien-type pod egg thing. I sculpted it out of about 8 sheets of formula, 2-inch formula, glued together, carved it into an egg shape, started to make the mouthpiece. Now I need to do the skin on it. So we had kind of reached out to you a few weeks back, and I was talking to you. I said, how should I do this? Should I use freeform air? It works okay for some things, but you know, not so much for what I was looking for. And then you hipped me to the latest Smooth On product, which is called Habitat. So, you told me to check out the tree that you had just done to get an idea of what's happening. So, guys, if you haven't checked this thing out, you've got to go over to the Smooth On YouTube channel and check out Denny and his crew built this tree for, I think, what was that for Reynolds to do their shows?
Yeah, well, it was both for Smooth On and Reynolds. And this was for a zoo show. So, people in the zoo environment arena, they're always making new things for the monkeys and for the lions and for the bears, and they needed a product that could be very, very strong, could withstand the claws of a bear or a lion on it and not break down. And so Smooth On created this product, and they called it Habitat. All right, so when you called the other day, your timing couldn't have been more perfect, because I was working with this product, Habitat, recently. And for the listening audience, Habitat is an epoxy dough. And when you get it in the mail, you're going to get a bucket of A, a bucket of B, and then you're going to get some powder. And this powder is a folding powder. So like I explained it to you, think about like making biscuits. Rubber biscuits. That's what it is. So you've got this incredibly disgusting tar-like substance, A. You get a handful of that, and you get this tar-like substance, B. You get a handful of that. This stuff sticks to absolutely everything. So you get that squished onto your table, and then you come back with a folding powder, and it's just, once you put the powder on, you can handle it a little easier, and you just combine the two. It's flip, fold, push more powder in, sprinkle powder on it, fold, sprinkle powder on it, fold. Do that about 30 or 40 times and mix it solid. The cool thing about Habitat is once it cures, which takes about an hour, you have a rock hard shell. I mean, if you make...
He said rock hard.
Oh, God, I knew you wouldn't let that go. If you make this stuff a half inch thick, you probably couldn't break it swinging a hammer. It's incredible. And that is pretty cool in itself, because you can coat EPS foam with no damage. I mean, you can literally put it on cardboard, metal, foam. It doesn't matter. Wood. It sticks to freaking anything, and it makes this nice skin. Now, that would be really neat in its own right, but what makes this product especially cool is you can stamp it. Now, what I mean by stamp is I took a piece of silicone, and I went out to a tree, and I painted the tree with silicone, and I pulled that off, and I made about an 8-inch by 8-inch silicone impression of the tree. and you can come back with that, and you can press it into this dough, and it's going to hold that shape. So you talked about that tree video we did for Smooth On. If anybody goes and looks at that, that's a 12-foot wide by 10-foot tall tree. All we did was we went and got a bunch of foam, and we got it in the approximate shape we wanted. We put a steel-reinforced structure on the inside. And I made pancake-sized amounts of this habitat, and we just slapped it up the side. And every 20 or 30 minutes, I'd go back, I'd take my stamp, I'd dip it in water, so the habitat wouldn't stick to it, and I just pressed and pressed and pressed and pressed. And this little tiny 8x8-inch stamp did the entire tree. There's no repetition. You can't see the lines. It's just the greatest stuff ever. And we knocked this out in an afternoon. So to apply this to the haunting community, who doesn't need a haunted tree in their yard? Or maybe you have a tombstone and you want to add a little bit of aging and you want, you know, make it last forever. Well, this is a perfect application for this.
I'm seeing this application for my tree, which I'm constantly having issues with. Remember we talked about my woodpecker problem?
Freaking woodpeckers. And that was the funniest thing when we talked about that. If you want to get revenge on these woodpeckers, redo your tree with habitat. Because what's going to happen is he's going to go, oh, a tree. He's going to go to peck on that thing. You're going to watch him destroy his face. It's going to be very satisfying.
I got to set up some kind of camera on the tree.
Oh, God.
And just leave it out there. No, because I haven't been able to put it out there until the last, like, a day or two before Halloween, because the woodpeckers come down and peck the shit out of it. So it was originally a paper mache. It was been coated with spar urethane heavily. I sprayed it down with leak seal. They still come down and peck the shit out of it. So I'm thinking that's on the not only am I going to use it for my egg prop, I'm also going to do the whole damn tree. So now I don't have to worry about the thing getting damaged every friggin' year.
Especially, oh, it's going to be great.
Especially from the woodpeckers. Question I have. Now, when you're talking about mixing the product A and B, so the only way that you really can mix it is you have to put the powder in. So, like, as you put the powder, then you fold it over. Put more powder, fold it. Powder, fold. You keep doing that. And if you don't do it that way, is it, like, way too sticky that you can't even handle? You can't really even apply it, or is
well, you know, you can. Here's the deal about the powder is it makes it easier to work with, but the true reason for the powder is it thickens it and it allows it to hold the impression. We talked about a tree earlier, but you know, if you took the stuff and just mixed it straight, you could smear it on and it would cure. It would be a nasty, disgusting mess, but you wouldn't really be able to get. You couldn't press a stamp into it to get that texture. So you're talking about the pod. Just off the top of my head, imagine if you wanted to do a basketball skin on it. Because, you know, that's kind of a cool pod texture, maybe like the texture of a basketball.
Yeah.
You could go put some silicone on a basketball, pull that off, dip that in water and press it against your habitat, and you're going to get that texture. Another cool thing about habitat, I keep mentioning about dipping the skin in water, it is completely impervious to liquid. You can't hurt it. In a way, you can slow down the cure process, because right now an hour sounds like a long time, but if you're mixing this in big batches, it's not a long time. I always take it and I'll make a big, huge batch, a big blob of pizza-sized dough, and I'll rip off a handful and I throw that into a bucket of ice water. So I have a bucket full of handful-sized blobs in ice water. This slows the product down incredibly. It's called it's a thermogenic reaction, which means it creates its own heat, and it needs that heat to actually cure, to fire. It doesn't dry, it fires. You'll notice when it starts to set up, it gets really super hot. And that's the curing process. So if you throw it in ice water, it slows that down.
How much time do you have between applying it to where you have to stamp it, or it's going to start curing too fast and it won't take the stamp well?
Well, it says 60 minutes. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, I work with this stuff and I'm not going to say that it's never happened that I got ahead of myself and my stuff started curing. But you know what? It's no big deal because the stuff sticks to itself perfectly. Hey. So if I have a layer on and it cures, big deal. I just make some more, slap it over top, and stamp that. It's beautiful product.
Let's talk about the stamp. How do you make the stamp? You're just talking about taking silicone and just smearing it on a tree to get the bark, or onto whatever surface, depending on which kind of stamp you were trying to make. So what product do you use from Smooth On to make the stamp?
Well, you're going to want something a little bit more firm. You can use, I love dragon skin silicone because it's so easy to work with. Usually I use the dragon skin 10, but they make 10, 20, 30, 40. They do this, that 10, 20, 30, 40 number indicates how much stretch is in the silicone. Usually I use 10 because I need a lot of stretch to pull it off my molds, but you want it more firm. So if you use a 30, a dragon skin 30, it's a much, once it cures up, it's got less stretch, it's more firm. And you're going to want that firmness to press in. If it's too soft, you might not get the detail you want, because it'll hold any detail you stick into it. I mentioned a basketball earlier. That's a very small texture. It would definitely take that texture.
What else do we need to know? Anything we need to look out for when we're working with it?
Tips and tricks, you mean?
Yeah.
Here's the deal with
this
stuff.
This is all about this.
This stuff is absolutely the messiest crap you're ever going to work with. So here's the trick I learned. So I've got my buckets. I take my table and I throw some black plastic over the entire table and I staple it down onto the wood. That way I've got a surface to work on. If it cures in the plastic, you could actually just peel it right off. It's the only thing I haven't seen it stick to. Is like that 6mm black plastic you get from Home Depot. So if you take that and you throw it on your table and you staple it down so it doesn't move and you put a little powder on that, now you've prepped your area. So what I do then, and I'm pretty proud of this, is I have latex gloves that I use to keep this stuff off my hands. I put on three pairs of gloves, three pairs on each hand. And what I'll do is I'll reach into the A and I'll grab a big glob of A and slap it onto the table. I'll pull that glove off and throw it away. Then I'll reach with my other hand into the B. I'll pull that glove off once I plop it on the table and throw that glove away. Now I still have two sets of gloves in my hand. I dip those gloves in water and I start folding the mixture together. If you keep your hands wet, it doesn't stick as much. After I get that thing mixed, I peel each one of those layers of gloves off. Now I have a last and final layer. I use that to apply it to whatever I'm applying it to. And it keeps me at least a little bit clean. You're going to want to wear an apron or certainly clothes you never want to wear again, because this stuff is just awful. You thought spray foam was bad? Nah. No.
Forget about Gorilla Glue. Stuff foam.
Well, it doesn't come off. You need tools. The other neat thing about Habitat is it will cure underwater. They actually specifically designed it for the zoological world and the aquarium world. So another use that I use it for is to make these coral rock inserts that go into a fish tank, because it's safe for the fish. You know, once it cures, it doesn't put off any weird toxins. And so all I have to do is I make a stamp from a rock. I make, put a big blob of the stuff on the table, and I just stamp it like a rock, and I add my coral. It's completely sandable, paintable. It's really a super fantastic material to work with. So it's safe for underwater use. Another interesting thing is it's got a high fire rating. They actually make a fire-rated version of it. So for those in the pro hunt world, they make a Habitat fire-rated with all the certificates you need. It comes as a white material. The Habitat we're talking about is a black material. They work exactly the same.
One of the things I have learned the hard way is to make sure that you read the labels on the containers that Smooth On always has, the part A, part B. They're like these plastic little paint container type things. And right on top of it, it says store at 73 degrees and work with, and when you're working it, it cures in the same room temperature. So when you work in your basement, if you live up north and you don't live in Las Vegas and the cold is a problem for you, you have to make sure that you get a space heater and heat your shop up. If it's, I work out of my basement and it's friggin' cold. So I go down there and I'm heating the thing up. I'm keeping everything stored up in my bedroom. Hard to see while I'm still single, right? So I got all the Smooth On products stored in my bedroom, and then I heat up downstairs, and then I take my product, bring it down into my basement, into my shop, and then I work on it from there, and then bring the jugs back up to keep them nice and to keep them at that room temperature. So make sure.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Habitat's the same, right? You need to work.
No, Habitat's much more forgiving. I think you're referring to your great silicone disaster.
And, yes.
You could have overcome that with hair dryers. Believe it or not, in Las Vegas, it gets cold. Today, it's 45 degrees outside. Believe it or not, it's 45 in Las Vegas. I have a shop with no heater. But what I do is I overcome that with hair dryers. So I'll take hair dryers and I'll mix the stuff as normal. I'll spread it on whatever I'm spreading it on, and then I'll put the hair dryers on it. The hotter is always better. I mean, under 60 degrees, 50 degrees, you're going to have a hard time getting to do what you want it to do.
Yeah.
Above that, it's pretty forgiving. Habitat's different. Habitat creates its own heat. So it can go on ice cold. Like when you mix ice cold A and ice cold B, eventually they're going to crank up, and that stuff's going to be 150 degrees in an hour. So it's going to create its own heat. Habitat's a very forgiving product. What I would recommend to anybody out there interested is just get you a small little tester kit of this. I think a gallon unit, and what you're going to get with that kit is a gallon of A, a gallon of B, and then some folding powder. And that is going to go a long, long way. You can do a lot with 2 gallons of this stuff and just play with it. It's very forgiving. You can't screw it up. You can make a plethora of different stamps. I mean, you could make clothing, carpet stamps. You can make something look like carpet. You can make it look like wood. You can make it look like bricks or anything. I mean, anything. We did some fence posts the other day for a convention that came to town, and I found an old rotted up fence post. I took an impression of it, and I smeared this stuff on the outside of a piece of PVC tubing and made fence posts. And you cannot tell they're not real. It's shocking.
That's cool.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Is there anything else we're missing, or is that it, other than just go and get yourself a starter kit and get busy?
Just play with it. And, of course, you know, as usual, if anybody has any questions, I'm easy to find. You can reach out to me by email at denhaunt@yahoo.com. That's denhaunt@yahoo.com. Happy to talk with any of the loyal minions out there.
And other than that, Den, your shop is busy, and your crew probably needs you right now.
I'm sure they do.
Because I'm done with you. That's it. Sign off already. Come on.
So I guess in closing, to everybody out there listening, you know it's nice to go out and buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So build something already.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.